What does it take to pack up your life, quit your job, and take off to spend almost 3 years backpacking around the world with your six-year-old? And what kind of lessons do you learn along the way? Evie Farrell wrote a book about her adventure around the world with her daughter, Emmy. It's called Backyard to Backpack. Evie, thanks for joining us on Life Matters today.
Thanks so much for having me, Hilary.
Now, what was going on in your life before you decided to pack up and leave with Emmy?
You know, to be honest, I think it was nothing really unusual. Most parents, working mums, working dads, have a similar lifestyle, which is very heavily focused on working and trying to earn money to pay the bills and pay the mortgage and give the kids everything that you want to give them. I was doing that. I was working long hours in a job. I was a solo parent from when my daughter Emmy was very young, and I just wasn't able to I guess balance is the word, because it's not really very possible to balance a work life with a satisfying home life. I found I wasn't having enough time with Emily. And even on the weekends, you know, after working during the week, the weekends are filled with doing all of the things that you need to do to keep a household running, the shopping, the cleaning, and the kids' sports. So I just felt really, really disconnected from my daughter.
And it sounds like there was a particular pressure on you as a single mum, and part of the amount that you worked was a reaction to that.
Yeah, I mean, when you're a solo parent, there's so much on your plate. There's no one to share anything with, I suppose. So you do miss a lot of the times when you get to talk to someone about issues and challenges and work them through. But at the same time, you're also managing everything from doing the garden to paying the bills to planning all the housework, all the maintenance, managing the mortgage. So it is a significant load upon one person, but there are also benefits to that as well.
Indeed, you get a lot of one-on-one time. But you write about the almost stigma that was occasionally projected your way, and it sounds like one of your reactions to that was to say, look, I can do this and I can give Emmy the lifestyle that, you know, you guys seem to think that she needs.
Look, I think that almost really backfired upon me. I became very focused on wanting to prove myself and that I was capable of doing everything that everyone else could. And so for a while there, I was focused on wanting to, I'd save some money, and I was like, right, I'm going to do a kitchen reno, or I'm going to get a swimming pool. I'm going to do all these things, buy a new car, and then I'm going to be equal to everyone else around me. And luckily, I realized that absolutely wasn't the way, and I spent that money on travel instead. And the benefits to myself and to Emmy and our relationship and our growth have just been, you know, I just can't put a price on the value that's brought.
Were people shocked when you told them about this plan?
Yeah, I was nervous to tell people. I had no questions in my heart at all that it was the right thing to do. As soon as I made that decision, I just felt this sense of peace and that it was absolutely the right path for us. Many people were supportive, but also a lot of people, and I think it's just human nature, automatically kind of put up those negatives. And a lot of questions I got were those, what I call those negative what ifs, what if, you know, you get sick, or what if you don't like it, or what if when you come back you can't get a job, or you can't rent your house while you're away. So all these barriers kind of get thrown up, and I just chose not to focus on that. I knew that this was going to be fabulous for us, and I focused on the positives. So I thought to myself, what if this is the best thing that we ever do?
And you didn't do, okay, we're going here on this date and here on this date, and that's our schedule, and please bring our luggage. There's all these photos of you in different places around the world with massive backpacks, just looking really, really happy. Was it daunting having so little schedule though?
Oh no, I think honestly that was the secret to our happiness. We left Australia with a one-way ticket to the Philippines, and I will never, ever forget this most incredible feeling of walking through immigration and just being on the other side, and my mind was empty. So all of those lists that I had and that everyone has in their brain of the things they need to do, the bills they need to pay, the insurance is due on this date, and then I've got to go here on this date, and it was all gone because I didn't have to worry about a thing. I didn't have any deadlines. We had no plans. we were just on our way to our first stop. Our first place that we stayed at was a really nice resort. We had a treat for a couple of days. That was it. The rest of it was just up to us, just to wind our way through this little adventure and stop when we wanted to stop and move along when we wanted to move. And that really is the secret, I think, to just feeling that total freedom when you're away.
Just quickly on the subject of the photos, you discovered something interesting about yourself when it came to being in photos with Emmy. What happened there?
Yeah, it wasn't too long ago, actually. I was looking through all of the photographs that I'd taken while we were away, and I noticed that in some countries, it was like I wasn't there. Emily was in all the photos. Emmy was there, but I wasn't, because I didn't like seeing myself in photographs. I felt that I didn't look good enough, like many people do. It was all tied into self-esteem, I suppose. And so I realized that, you know, it's a thing for mums. We don't get in the photos, and it might be because we're taking them, but it's also very much to do with what we look like. And I decided then and there, of course, it's much more important for there to be a record of me being present with Emmy, so that when she looks back, she sees that I was there and part of her life. And that effectively, when we do this as mums, we're making ourselves invisible. So I made a conscious effort to get into photos. And honestly, after I did that, it was easy. I don't care really what I look like now. What I care about is that Em and I are there together. And I started a hashtag on social media called Mums in Photos that so many women use now. And every week I put up a post, and we all take a photo of us with our children, just to make sure that when they look back, they see that we were there.
On the digital photo album that will never disappear.
Never.
Evie Farrell, what was it like to be in the backpackers and hostel environment with a child? Was she ever bored?
No. Oh, it was awesome. You know, I backpacked for the first time in 1997. No, I'm a very young backpacker, obviously.
I'm high-fiving you right now.
And I stayed in hostels and all those really dodgy places. And I think now hostels are even better than they were back then. There are family rooms with, you know, your own bathroom. And there's still that real sense of that traveller environment. And there are a lot of young people there. There are families, there are older people. And it's where you get a great exposure to the travel lifestyle, the backpacker lifestyle. So I have great memories of Em just hanging out with young people, you know, she learned magic tricks of some young blokes from Israel, and learnt paper aeroplane making with some others. And it's just a really nice community. And it's definitely not, I find hostels are just not what I remembered in my mind. They're actually really lovely little places now, especially in China. We had some great ones in China.
Emmy's social skills must be amazing now. She's had to kind of go up and talk to so many different people over the last few years.
Yeah, I think they're really good. She can adapt to different environments very quickly, and she is very, very confident. I think that comes from travel. I think also coming from a solo parent household, when, you know, I come home and she's my little conversationalist. I chat to her in the evening. And so she's always been quite articulate, but I think definitely travel has just given her that ability to, yeah, as you said, like kind of walk into any situation and be open to talking to people and comfortable about doing that.
Were you ever worried that she might miss out on those longer term friendships or the stability of the schooling for that period of time?
I was a little bit, yeah, I have to say. I guess two things for me. One is that I realised through our travels, while I had been worrying about that and worrying about her having friends and making friends on the road, which she did, you know, she made a lot of friends as we went along, she just wanted to be with me. So I had to keep coming back to that and not think, oh, and she needs these friends. I had to take advantage of the time that we had, because that was the most special thing. And that was all that she ever wanted, and that was all that I ever wanted. Since we've come back, it's been a very similar experience for both of us, and a good lesson, I think. Some of her friends that she had, so she left in kindergarten, but she had some little friends that she'd known all through preschool and so forth. Some of those friendships are intact and some are not. Some have changed. It's been exactly the same for me. And we've talked about that, and I've just, you know, we've said that's life, and it doesn't have to be a negative thing. I think sometimes we can get really upset when friendships change. But it doesn't have to be a negative. It's just a normal part of life. There doesn't need to be any, you know, bad or sad feeling about it. And we just move on. So in that way, I think it's been a good learning, but she definitely has little friends that she's had for a long time, and she has friends all over the world, and she's made some new friends since she's been back.
And in other ways, how do you think this experience has affected her in the long term? Because you've been back for a little while now.
Yeah. What I noticed when we were traveling with Emmy is that she became very, I suppose, strategic. We worked together as a team, and I let her lead a lot of the time. And even saying I let her lead is kind of like I had the power. We really had a very different relationship when we were traveling. She often made decisions about where she wanted to go. If she'd found something when she was looking online, we ended up in China a couple of times because of what she'd found. So that for her was very empowering. And I really loved enabling her to feel that she, you know, that the decisions and the things that she wanted to do really were important and recognised and acknowledged.
Though at one point she put you on a zip line in a bag strapped to this massive wire and made you fly across a crevasse, basically, in a tropical paradise. That sounded terrifying.
You know, and with, I don't know if it's with all children, but with Emily, it's like her enjoyment of something goes up at the same rate. Like if she sees that I'm getting more and more uncomfortable, she gets more and more happier and determined to make me do something. So, yeah, I did not enjoy the zip lines, but I always did them with her because, I don't know, kids, they're so bold and so excited. And if she wants to do it, then I feel like I have to do it too. And I learned a lot from that about facing my fears. And just giving her that freedom to know that it's not me saying, no, we can't. It's more so, yes, we can.
Well, and how has it affected you now that you've been back? Have you felt that sense of increased possibilities has stuck around, or is it back to the old life, same old now?
Oh, I'm a different person. I really am. I learned so much about myself, and it still gets me emotional because I think it's just that, like I said, leaving that structured environment, that routine where you're a person, I think, very much determined by your environment and how you grow up and the society that you live in. For me, that was the case. I was, what do they say, a square peg in a round hole. I didn't quite fit. I tried to make myself fit. When we went away, I could just, and it wasn't even just I could be me. It was realizing that, hey, that's actually not me. And who I am is enough. And who I am is okay, and it's okay to not be the same as everybody else. And I just found a real sense of me and a sense of confidence. And I think a lot of us face that. We question ourselves a lot. And travel for me just made me really comfortable in my own skin. And that's great for me, and that's also so great for Emmy, just to see that I'm happy being me. I mean, what greater lesson or what better example can you give to your kids?
And did you come back and think, okay, when are we going again now?
Oh, yeah, we haven't stopped. So we're back because I've been writing the book and I've been trying to earn money. But I keep spending the money booking short trips. So I have to really refocus now because Emmy's in year five next year. And I said I wouldn't do this, but, you know, we need to go again. So we're planning to go again next year because, you know, year six, she does need to get back into the system and get ready to transition into high school and just reestablish herself again. You know, I let her settle in with friends and then I pull her away, but she's okay with that. She's all right.
She talks about, you know, the zigzag life, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does, you know, and gosh, kids give you amazing insights, and I liked that she says she's really happy now. Like, she loved our travels and she loves having a base as well. So we kept our home, which we rented out. So we have that base, and she loves that, the zigzag. We go away and we come back, and then we go away and we come back. And yeah, that's a life that she loves.
Well, and it's been lovely chatting to you about it today. Evie Farrell, thanks very much for joining us on Life Matters.
Thanks so much for having me.
She backpacked around the world for almost 3 years with her six-year-old daughter, Emmy, and the resulting book is called Backyard to Backpack. We're on Life Matters, questioning my life choices here on RN.